Chapter 6. Heathcliff becomes a gentleman.
Now I am ill. Oh, this terrible winter. I am tired of these dark skies and great snowy moor. The doctor told me it might be spring before I can go outside again. But I am happy that I have Nelly Dean to listen to. She brings my medicine to me daily, and each time she tells me a little more of her story.
At first, Catherine seemed to love Mr. Linton a lot. Sometimes she was quiet and a bit sad, but she was mostly happy, and because of this, so was he. I thought they were going to be really happy, but then it ended. One warm evening in September, 6 months after Catherine and Edgar were married, I was coming from the garden with some apples when I heard a voice say, "Nelly, is that you?" I turned to see a tall man in dark, expensive clothes, with a dark face and hair. He looked very different, like a gentleman, but his eyes were the same. "What?" I said. "Is it really you?" I went to the sitting room and told Mr. and Mrs. Linton that an old friend had come to visit. Catherine quickly went out to the hall, then came back a few minutes later and took her husband's hands in hers. "Oh, Edgar, Edgar," she cried excitedly. "Heathcliff is back." A few minutes later, Heathcliff entered the room. He sat down opposite Catherine, and they looked at each other with bright, excited eyes, while Mr. Linton's face was worried. "Oh, Heathcliff, this is like a dream," cried Catherine. Suddenly she jumped forward and took his hands in hers. "You have been gone for 3 years, and you never thought of me once."
"No more than you thought of me," replied Heathcliff roughly.
"Catherine, please come to the table," said her husband, and I could see he was very unhappy. "Nelly, please make us some tea. Mr. Heathcliff will have a long walk home tonight, and I am thirsty." "Are you staying at Gimmerton?" I asked Mr. Heathcliff when he was leaving later that evening.
"No," he replied, surprising me. "Hindley has invited me to stay at Wuthering Heights, because we played cards this morning and I won. Now he knows that I have money, he's happy for me to come again."
During the next 5 months, Heathcliff, or Mr. Heathcliff, I should say now, started visiting Catherine at Thrushcross Grange. At first it was not very often, and they were quieter and both more careful about showing their feelings now. This made Mr. Linton relax for a while, but then something happened that made him worry even more. Isabella Linton seemed to like Mr. Heathcliff. She was 18 years old, slim and pretty. Her brother loved her a lot, and he did not trust Mr. Heathcliff. Yes, Heathcliff had money now, and expensive clothes. But Mr. Linton knew that he was not a gentleman. He had not changed inside. One cold evening in January, Catherine was in the garden when she found Mr. Heathcliff and Isabella under the trees, kissing. Then Isabella turned and quickly walked away.
"What are you doing, Heathcliff?"
cried Catherine. If Mr. Linton hears about this, he will stop you coming here.
Let him try, replied Mr. Heathcliff angrily. Every day I hate him more.
Stop it, cried Catherine. Why did you kiss her? Or did she come and kiss you first?
Why do you care? Mr. Heathcliff shouted. I can kiss her if she wants to kiss me. I am not your husband, so you can't stop me. You have betrayed me, Catherine. And if you think that I don't know it, then you are stupid. You can't trick me with sweet words. I will get my revenge on you.
You have changed so much, cried Catherine. How have I betrayed you? But if you want to get revenge on me, then yes, kiss my husband's sister and fight with him about it. That will work.
When Mr. Linton heard about Mr. Heathcliff and his sister, he was very angry. And he told Isabella that Mr. Heathcliff could not come again. After this, Isabella was very unhappy. Catherine was also very angry because she could not see Heathcliff. She stayed in her room and would not speak to her husband. Then she stopped eating, and I could see that she was becoming ill. One stormy night in early February, when the wind was blowing hard over the moor, she asked me to throw open the windows so that she could see Wuthering Heights. I was so worried that I called the doctor. She can get better, he said, but she needs peace. But the following morning, a terrible thing happened. One of the servant girls had gone to Gimmerton, and when she returned home, she came into the sitting room, crying. Miss Isabella's gone. She's gone. Mr. Heathcliff has run away with her.
That cannot be true, said Mr. Linton, standing up. It cannot. What has given you that strange idea? Nelly, please go to look for her.
It is, replied the girl. I met a boy on the road. He brings the milk here. He said that last night he was on the road not long after midnight, and he saw Mr. Heathcliff and Miss Isabella in a carriage 2 miles away from Gimmerton. The woman had a big coat and a hat on, but he knew it was Miss Linton. Then the carriage drove away quickly. Everyone's talking about it in Gimmerton. I ran straight into Isabella's room, but she wasn't there. I found Mr. Linton sitting by Catherine's bed while his wife slept. When he looked up and saw my face, he knew he did not have to ask where his sister was. Shall we try to follow her and bring her back? I asked. But Mr. Linton shook his head. No, he said. She chose to go. We will not talk about her again.